on FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A Kent school is due to be deep cleaned after an outbreak of neurovirus. More than 600 children at Oakfield Community Primary in Dartford have been kept at home today after a large number came down with the bug, which causes sickness and diarrhea. Bosses say they expect the school to open as normal on Monday.
KMFM News.
The Archbishop of Canterbury says it's not racist to worry about the impact of mass migration. Justin Welby says the scale of the migrant crisis means anxiety over jobs and housing are reasonable. Kate Smart is director of charity Asylum Welcome and agrees with the Archbishop.
He's quite right to say you need to address the concerns that people have here about the difficulties they're facing in their own lives, and hopefully that will make them more sympathetic towards people who are wanting to come here and find a place of safety.
A man's been jailed for attempting to smuggle cocaine worth around £18 million into Kent on a bus taking children on a school trip. Border Force officers seized around 130 packages of the drug following a search of the vehicle last June at the port of Dover. The 53-year-old Romanian man's been sentenced to 17 years behind bars. A combination of two drugs has been found to wipe out breast cancer in some women in as little as 11 days. Scientists have discovered that if patients with an advanced form of the disease took Tyverb and Herceptin before surgery, it shrank the tumour dramatically or even destroyed it. Professor Judith Bliss was part of the team and says the results were impressive.
What we were not expecting to see was this quite extensive shrinkage in about a quarter of the patients. You would expect to see that in a proportion of patients after perhaps 4 to 6 months of treatment, but to see it in 11 days was quite surprising.
Four people have been arrested as part of an operation aimed at tackling gang-related violence and drugs in Maidstone. Police seized 40 wraps of what's thought to be Class A drugs, along with several knives and an air gun, during a raid at a property in Moat Road. Two men and two teenagers have been bailed until next month.
KMFM News.
A 17-year-old from Gillingham has become a top of the list of the 30 best business people in Kent under the age of 30. Ben Towers already employs more than 15 people at his web design agency and has had to hire himself as an apprentice to avoid staying at school or college. Paul Barron from Kent Foundation was among the judges who compiled the list. He's got advice for other young entrepreneurs.
I think they've got to forget that they're young, because they've got to compete with other people out there and just demonstrate that you've got the vision and the determination and that drive. And if you've got that, you could actually buy everything else in or learn it as you go along.
Details of all the young business people named in our top 30 under 30 are at kentonline.co.uk. A woman's been taken to hospital after crashing into a lamppost in Maidstone. Crews were called to the smash in Claremont Road shortly after 10:30 this morning. It's thought the woman has injured her wrist. A charity set up by a Medway couple after their daughter was stillborn has been named Kent Charity of the Year. Abigail's Footsteps helped support other parents go through the same thing and has also raised money for bereavement suites in hospitals and cold cots. David Ward set it up in 2010 with his wife and says it's incredible to be honoured.
I think the UK relies on charities so much. You know, the NHS can only do so much, government can only do so much. In the room tonight were some amazing people, and I felt very humbled the fact that we were even finalists and shortlisted.
We've tweeted details of the other winners and our video via at KMFM News. And Kent actor Mark Rylance has been named Best Actor for his role in Wolf Hall at the Broadcasting Press Guild Awards. Last month, the 56-year-old, who was born in Ashford, picked up the Best Supporting Actor prize at the Oscars for Bridge of Spies.
KMFM Sport with Home Plus Furniture. Quality, value and choice in Ashford, Maidstone and Medway. HomePlusFurniture.com.
Football and Newcastle have sacked manager Steve McClaren. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the Premier League club are in the relegation zone with 10 games left to play this season. McLaren's only been in charge since last summer. It's understood former Liverpool manager Rafa Benitez will be in the city this afternoon to have talks about taking over at St James's Park. Elsewhere, Gillingham will be hoping to give their promotion chase a boost with their first win in five games this weekend. They're welcoming Crewe to Priestfield in League One tomorrow. However, the side will still be without captain Doug Loft, along with Cody McDonald and Bradley Dack, who are all injured. His boss, Justin Edinburgh.
Picking up the injuries as we have done over the last couple of weeks. You know, we have had to chop and change, and we are looking for a winning formula. That's the case of our form personnel has made that the case, really.
And in tennis, Andy Murray believes Maria Sharapova must accept responsibility for failing a drugs test and serve a ban. The Russian player revealed on Monday that she'd tested positive for meldonium in January. Sharapova claims she'd been taking the drug for 10 years for health reasons.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.